This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You tuned in and listened to Bradley today. He's off, and so I'm filling in him. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends out there, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, where we just dropped our call. I don't know what was going on. I was on hold here, ready to be on the radio on Skype and coming to you probably a little clearer than what I am doing now, but I had to drop right as the music was coming in, so maybe we can fix that during the break. If you'd like to join us at any time, you can call in at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And if you like to check that online, the phone number or web address for that is sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And check us out on social media as well, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And also you can follow Bradley on Facebook at Twitter at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, and I apologize, but just as I was coming on, just everything wanted to crash on the computer here. So I apologize for that, but we're going to have a show today dealing with not what's going on with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. There are some things there on sonsoflibertymedia.com that you can check out, stories out today. One of them... just some of the things that came out in some of those hearings were, I don't know, some were comical, some actually made good points. An article that I think really kind of demonstrates sort of what we have going on between Facebook and our representatives in government was picked up by Rachel Blevins hypocrisy defined. The same government that spies on its citizens is lecturing Facebook CEO for the same thing. Indeed, if you listen to the show earlier in the week with Pete Santilli, we had him on the things that Facebook was just dumped on the U.S. government during the Oregon trial from the Malheur Wildlife Refuge protest, the Bundys and such, and also in Nevada, the things that went on. And what they had just given that was not part of a warrant, they just handed over to the government. And potentially millions of people, their data was given to the U.S. government. And they just said, well, we didn't intend for that to happen, but we're going to keep it anyway. We're going to just do what's part of the warrant. And we're going to also just, store this other that wasn't part of it. And if there's a court order, we'll do it, and we'll kind of put a sticky note on it that says we won't look at it, and nobody's allowed to look at it until that time. That's what was going on. But in the midst of this, there's a lot, yes, of censorship by Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg thinks it's, his purview, it's his responsibility to sanitize the Internet for all of us stupid little peons out here who don't have enough sense to, when we read something, discern whether or not it's satire or whether it's just absolutely false and lies or if it's true. And this is what these people want to do. They want to play God for us. They want to play daddy for us. And as long as people want to let them do that, they'll do it. Eric Rush has had a great piece today on that in dealing with how we can deal with them. Facebook and Google and these different platforms without the use of government. It's called Tech Giants and the Phone Book, Why Government Isn't Needed to Deal with Google and Facebook. And he goes, the mob elves, that's what we used to call them down here down south, and how, the antitrust laws were used that broke them up, and basically all those things have together again in some way. But the government enabled them in doing that, and the government has enabled Google and Facebook. In fact, the CIA threw a ton of money into Google and its startup, and then a guy who was the CEO of a CIA front group that sent money out to all these tech companies to help them start up their money, using their money, left there and threw millions of dollars into Facebook and startup. The same government that's here chastising, Facebook, and I'm sure they'll probably have something to say to Google as well, they've been the ones behind funding them and propping them up and giving them a voice. And it really is amazing. But you know what? All of that is a serious thing. It can be dealt with in the free market. It can. You people, if we start abandoning them, as in not giving them any money and such, then we don't have anything to worry about. They'll suffer the consequences for it and won't be able to stand on their own 2 feet. So let's patronize different social media groups that have started up and do not censor the posters and the consumers who are there, and get on some other search engines. DuckDuckGo is a good one. Other ones are out there. Good Gopher. Use those. Keep that in mind. When we come back from the break, we're going to be looking at some other things. We're going to look at this issue with Syria. And you'll want to stay tuned for that, because we've been here before, and that was with Barack Obama. Now we're here again with Trump, because last year...
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I think we have cleared up things. My computer was just having a fit, and sometimes that happens. Fortunately, we were able to catch it right as the show is starting, and hopefully sorting that out and things sound a little better. Okay, let's talk the issue with Syria. You're hearing all of this in the news, everything that's going on, and some of you may be taken in by that. You said, well, yeah, we have a dictator. We had Adolf Hitler, and we have to jump into these kinds of things and this, that, and the other, and we have to, you know, put our nose into this, even though really we have no evidence. No evidence has been produced that Bashar Assad has gassed his own people. In fact, the evidence that we do have suggests that the very guys who have produced fake rescues, allowed their people to be killed, and put out the propaganda there in Syria, the White Helmet Group, is an Islamic Jihadi group. They are part of the very ones that, under the Obama administration, were funded and trained with your tax dollars. The CIA delivered to them weapons. And many of them became what we know as the Islamic State. They were those that Lindsey Graham and John McCain supported and want to continue to support. They're the ones that John McCain was famously filmed with, those Islamic, they called them Syrian rebels there. And the whole idea was they wanted to topple Assad. Now look. Trump said he was going to be pulling out of there, right? Isn't that what he told us? So we didn't have any business in there? Remember all those promises about his foreign policy? And yet, his cabinet is full of either globalist or Council on Foreign Relations people like John Bolton. Now, I like John Bolton as far as he'll call out Islamic jihadis. Good, he calls them by name. But this guy is more of the same stuff that wants to go in and start manipulating countries that are not really a threat to us. And Syria is one of those. And you have to wonder exactly what's going on. Now, President Trump has said, oh, there's going to be military action. Well, the question I have to ask Mr. Trump is the same one I would ask of Barack Obama. It's a very simple one. Sir, have you approached Congress for a declaration of war? I know what everybody's going to say. Well, Tim, you just don't understand. We have this War Powers Act, and the president can do this, and he's got so many days to do this, that, and the other. Not, you know what? I want to tell you something. The War Powers Act was not written to undermine what the Constitution says. You're going to be using the military in the service of the United States. That comes when Congress calls them up. Then and only then does the president become commander-in-chief. He is not commander-in-chief 24-7, not according to the Constitution. Now, he is practically, in our culture, because of largely what Bradley's article is going to be talking about this week, about our ignorance of our founding documents, but he's not sitting there as commander-in-chief 24-7. He's just not. And so what we've grown accustomed to, especially over the past two decades, almost two decades, since 9/11, is that Congress took and basically gave away their checks and balances, something they're not authorized to do in the Constitution, to the president. And they basically said, well, you know, in the war on terror, we're going to basically give you a blank check to go and to deal with terrorists as you see fit. That's why we're in Yemen. That's why we're in some of these places. We've been down in Africa. And all of this other stuff is under the guise of the war on terror. Our military is being used in all these other places. Okay? Iraq, too. Now Syria. And the problem is one, we're not following the Constitution. Two, we make the president be a king in that respect. He's just going to willy-nilly do whatever he's going to do with the military. And so what happens is we get into this situation to where people that are supposedly on our side, I say our side, I'm saying they claim to be constitutionalists, okay? They'll try to reference the Constitution. They'll speak about patriotism and such. But if it's their guy in the White House, then they somehow want to cover for him. I don't understand it. Bradley said this many times. We have one Constitution, not two, right? Even though we have a two-party system, which our founders warned us about, and they despised. Okay? But here's the thing. And you know, I'm going to give credit to Russia here. Okay? You say, well, we can't trust Russia, this, that, and the other. Well, I don't know that we can trust our government any more than anybody else. Okay? And I'm going to show you why in just a little bit. But Russia's ambassador to the European Union, Vladimir Shizov, I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly, but you get the idea, Chizov. He said, Russian military specialists have visited this region. This is the region where the alleged gas attack occurred. They've walked on those streets, entered those houses, talked to local doctors, and visited the only functioning hospital in Douma, including its basement, where reportedly the mountains of corpses pile up. There was not a single corpse, and even not a single person who came in for treatment after the attack. Now, if our government says different, then let's see them. Let's hear from them. What are their names? Where are they at? You remember last year when this whole gas attack had occurred, we were told this was Assad on his own people. And we were telling you there's no evidence to that effect. And Donald Trump unconstitutionally launched dozens of missiles into Syria to destroy an airfield. All the evidence pointed to the fact that if anything went on, there was gas that was held by Islamic jihadis. Okay? And we have video where they, the jihadis had tested it since for years there. Not Assad, but the jihadis. So then we come to another issue. We're at one where we, it's very difficult for me to hold some things back here, because I see the same thing happening over and over, and the American people not having one voice to shout out. This guy Shizov says, there was no chemical attack in Douma. Pure and simple. We've seen another staged event. There are personnel specifically trained, and you can guess by whom, amongst the so-called white helmets, who were already caught in the act with staged videos. Now, we have Swedish doctors who called on the white helmets to quit killing their own people, to quit faking rescues, to quit this nonsense that they're doing and trying to pitch it off as though it's Assad. Okay? Here this guy's calling it out. We did it last year. We did it last year. Nothing is different here. And what gets me is that this year it came out from Defense Secretary Mattis. He said there's no evidence that Assad was behind the attack last year, for which Trump spent millions of dollars to toss in those missiles into a Syrian airfield. So what are we to presume about this one? Well, now we're hearing about more war. We're hearing about more attacks that are going to come on Syria by President Trump. Again, I ask, where's the constitutional authority to be doing that? You say, well, we have the War Powers Act. Well, the War Powers Act is not the Constitution. When we're asking constitutional authority, I'm specifically asking about a particular document. You know, the one that the states ratified, the one the Founding Fathers wrote, not one that came 150, 200 years later. The War Powers Act was designed so that if we were under attack, the president doesn't have to follow the Constitution and going to the Congress to get, you know, be able to use the military and stuff. He can actually immediately defend the country because it's evident to all it needs to be defended. And then he has so many days to come in and inform Congress of why. And, of course, they're all going to vote for it because they were all under attack. It seems pretty simple to me. Okay? But that's now been used to just move our military wherever anybody wants to go. Hang on.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, please stick to the topic. And we're talking about the war drums that are beating for Syria. Once again, we have the Trump administration talking about military action in Syria. They did it last year. General Mattis admitted this year there was no evidence for that suggested that Assad had attacked his own people. Therefore, let us be very clear. I don't want to mince words here. If he is saying that, what does that mean? It means you were lied to. You were lied to by this president, by his administration. You say, and I know what the people say. They don't want to cover for him. They want to say it's the deep state. And look, I realize there's a deep state there. I get it. I get the CIA has a vested interest in Syria there. I do. I get all of that. But the fact of the matter is, he is supposed to be a check and balance here. He is. And he heads the executive branch. No evidence was produced, and his defense secretary said there was no evidence that Assad did that, yet we attacked his airfields. We committed an act of war on a country for no reason, without any evidence. Now, you can like that or not like it, but that is the reality. Now, the same people are coming back and saying, you know what? We need to go in there again. Because he's using weapons on his people again. Really? Where's that evidence there, fellas? That's what I want to know. Where's the evidence? I don't see any.
The American people don't see any. You say, well, he's the president. He doesn't have to do this, that, and the other. He doesn't have to show us the evidence. And I'm like, you know what? You get it muddied into a war here where Russia has threatened to engage you if you go. America, these are your sons and daughters over there. This isn't about, Syria is not about our freedom. It is not about defending Americans. It's not. In fact, I don't even think it's about defending Syrians, to be quite honest. And we need to come to terms with that. Is what's going on in Syria right now, which I'll tell you I think is the fakest of the fake news. We know who's behind it. We really do. The evidence points to who's behind it. Is it worth the price of your son and battle? Is it? If I were to ask Donald Trump, you think it's really worth fighting that? Apparently he thinks it is. Okay. Why don't you slap your daughters in some uniforms and send them on over there? Not that I'm for women being over in war. I'm not. Why don't we call up all those people who want to push for war and get their sons involved? Let's put them on the front line. If it's worth it so much, let's do that. Russia, according to Trump, vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. And he says, get ready, Russia, because they'll be coming nice and new and smart. He also said the relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been. And that includes the Cold War. I'm not so sure about that. But the rhetoric sure isn't helping, is it? He says there's no reason for this. Russia needs to help, needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together to stop the arms race. Well, yeah, it would be pretty easy to do if you're not going in and attacking their friends. Look, this whole thing is a farce. It is a farce. And I wrote on this, we have Canadian journalist Eva Bartlett, who told us last year, she exposed the white helmets as not credible. But she also exposed that the majority of Western media that have been reporting on Syria are not credible either. And you know what's funny? Former Congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, he called it out as a false flag in Syria. Russia had said last year, you're going to see more of these false flags, these attacks in Syria like that. And you have to ask yourself, if Trump is going to be pulling out, and you're Assad, and let's say you're this evil mastermind that you're going to just gas your people, wouldn't you wait till he's all the way out before you do it? It doesn't make any sense. He has nothing to gain out of it. Nothing. At all. And you have to take these things into consideration. For instance, here's what Dr. Paul had said. He said, an incident will occur and somebody will get blamed, and it's usually a false flag. Right now, recently, it's all been in Syria. Assad did it. Assad did it. With no proof at all. Isn't that right? I mean, we're not talking about America's under attack here at all. So what's going on? He continues, the way the people that perpetrate these false flags say that Assad is gassing his own people, at the same time he's winning the war and the people are flocking back in to go to the territories that he has returned to the government of Syria. But nevertheless, he's out there gassing his own people, which makes no sense whatsoever, and fewer people are believing this. Oh, that we had elected Ron Paul back in 2012. If people would have just listened to him instead of the warmongers, he had the history on his side about all of the foreign policy he was pointing out. Now, I think that he's naive about Islam, but that's sort of a secondary issue. When it came to the foreign policy and how he's dealing with things, he was a staunch man for the defense of the United States, not for military expansion into an American empire. On the line, we've got Mark from Illinois. Mark, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Mark. I was wanting to ask you about Damascus. Are the Russians in Damascus?
I wouldn't doubt that they are.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt that they are at all.
Well, Damascus belongs to the ancient borders of Israel. You know, and God didn't change his word. He didn't change his law. The ancient borders of Israel go up into what's called Turkey today. And so, you know, that land, Damascus, that's where the Apostle Paul was on the road to Damascus. And that is actually belongs to Israel.
Okay. I don't see that Israel has that land.
Well, according to the covenant, if you go back to Joshua, you know, God's law doesn't change. You go back to Joshua, and God gave that land to Israel. But the other thing is, too, is that if you look at Amalek, Russia is Amalek. And you go and you look at the scriptures, it says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, it says, Amalek is against the throne of the Lord Yahweh, the Lord Yesu. And then you go to Numbers, and it says Amalek is the first of nations, but their latter end shall be that they shall perish forever. And then you go to Deuteronomy, it says, blot out the remembrance of Amalek from underneath the heaven. So we're to blot out Russia from underneath the heaven. It's a commandment of the Lord.
Okay, there was no doubt there was a specific command for the nation of Israel at that time to deal with them the way they were supposed to do, and they didn't do that. And they reaped the consequences of it.
Do it. God's word doesn't change.
But my point is, it's given to the nation of Israel. Now, to take further what you said there, let's also go to part of that covenant, too, where God said, if you don't keep my commandments, I will utterly destroy you. Okay?
America is the nation of Israel, right? America is the nation of Israel? Modern-day Israel?
No. Look, the biblical Israel is composed of the covenant people. That's all believers from all the nations. God doesn't limit it to a particular nation. I mean, read Revelation. Who is there in heaven giving praise to God and to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb? What's people out of all tribes, tongues, and nations? It's not relegated to the United States. It's not relegated to, I mean, the Israel that comes out in the new covenant encompasses all the nations.
Well, the nations of the Commonwealth of Israel are like United Kingdom, Australia, England, South Africa. I'm saying America, though, is the Anglo-Saxon Celtic people, are the people of Israel. But we're commanded to wipe Amalek off the face of the earth. That's what God's word says.
So there are no believers in Africa?
No, I'm saying
believers in China?
No, I'm saying in Damascus. Where Damascus belongs to the nation of Israel, the Anglo-Saxon Celtic people. And God's people, we're not to make any covenant with Russia or with China because it's against God's law. And the Lord commands his people Israel to wipe out Amalek from off the face of the earth. And that means using nuclear warheads if you have to do it.
So, again, we're kind of coming back to an issue here. How does that relate here in the issue of Syria?
Well, because Damascus belongs to Israel.
So you want to go and use nuclear weapons on a people who have not attacked you?
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty... The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To me, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click.
Segment here on Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio, excuse me. And I think, Mark, you got cut off. I had asked you a question before the break, and hopefully, are you there? Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm
okay. I didn't cut you off. I couldn't hear you, and the board operator said we had a little problem there with you coming back. But my question to you was, do you believe in the propaganda that's being given to you about Assad gassing his own people there?
I don't know. I'm not there, but the only thing I can say is that in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 and 19, it says, blot out the remembrance of Amalek from underneath the heaven, and thou shalt not forget it. And so the Lord, and we know Amalek is Russia, the house of Esau. So, you know, we should never compromise with these people. We should never compromise with them in World War II. It was a mistake. Now it's coming back to bite us in the butt. But the thing is, we need to do something with them, because they're going to use nuclear warheads on us. And if it's going to come down to a nuclear war. And God said to blot them out and don't look back.
Yeah, I agree. He gave that command specifically to Israel. There's no question about that.
Oh, well, Israel.
Yeah, well, but again, the issue that I think what you're taking, though, is now you're establishing it directly to a postage stamp piece of land over there in the Middle East, rather than seeing it as what God has given to his church, which is the world.
Well, how many Christians have been slaughtered in Damascus? I think I heard before this war started, before it ever started, there was like 250,000 Christians in the city of Damascus.
Well, I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that at all, but I have to ask, how many Christians did even Christendom deal with? I mean, we do have some problems of our own self of dealing with things in certain ways. But the point that I'm making is a very simple one. I could point you to China. And I'm not saying I agree with you. I don't think that we should make agreements and covenants with a godless nations. I don't think that we should do that. I think that we destroy ourselves. We learn a lesson from what Israel did in the Old Testament. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, every time Israel did that, every time they made alliances with these people wound up attacking them.
Well, that's exactly right, and they put themselves in a certain amount of bondage. But what we're talking about here in the issue of Syria and just saying, well, when we're talking that, and then all of a sudden now we're talking about nuking Russia. I mean, here's the issue. Russia's got just as many nukes as we do, if not more, because we've been taking away ours. Under Obama, we took away a lot of our nukes. And so what do you think is going to be the result of that?
Well, I think I know what the Word of God says. It says the Lord is going to have to come back and he's going to have to clean house. And that's what the Word of God says.
Well, sure, I agree. I agree with you. But what I guess I'm going to push you a little further in asking you, under the new covenant, what are we as individuals to do? Are the weapons of our warfare carnal? Or are they mighty through God at tearing down the strongholds?
We have to go back to the ancient Celts and 40 in the year 34 BC, or I mean AD. And we have to go back and we have to see that the Celts were fighting the Roman pagan empire. They were the first Christians outside of Jerusalem. So, you know, they were definitely fighting the biggest army and best army in the world at that time, and they were beating them.
Well, sure, and they were also being attacked. They were also being attacked. That's the difference of what we're talking about right here. But what I ask you again is, what does the New Testament tell us? What are the weapons of our warfare? Are they carnal ones? No, they're not carnal ones.
No, but
they're spiritual weapons.
They were fighting an enemy physically. And even though it says the weapons of a warfare are not flesh and blood, but powers of darkness that we fight in above, these powers of darkness are over these people that want to exterminate Israel. That's why God tells us in, you know, the Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy that these people want to blot out the name of God from underneath the earth.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I think there's New Testament scriptures that deal with this issue. First of all, 1 Corinthians 15, where Christ is ruling and reigning now. He's not waiting somewhere off in the future to come and rule and reign. He's doing that now. He's making his enemies his footstool, and a large measure of how he does that is by the proclamation of the gospel. And so I'm always one to put before people, you know, who wants to talk about going and nuking everybody out. I'm like, do you think God has his people among even the pagans? Well, of course he does. So my question to them is, why aren't you going and seeking and saving those people over there who are his?
Well, the Christian community over there, we don't know how many Christians have been killed by this war that has happened over there. And
but right there, you just said it. So you would be fine with us just nuking the Christians over there, your brothers and sisters too, right?
No, I'm talking about going after Russia. Russia has ships out in the sea. We can take out their ships with nuclear warheads. It's going to come down to it one way or the other. Either they're going to fire on us, or we're going to fire on them.
Right, but your point was to destroy Russia. And do you believe there are Christian brothers and sisters in Russia?
I just know what God's word says. He says, "Blot out Amalek from underneath the heavens." It's a commandment. It's not a question mark.
So you're not going to answer my question that you want to destroy Russia to the point that you would kill your brothers and sisters in Christ over there too.
Well, I don't know.
Is that not what you're saying?
I don't know any brothers and sisters in Christ, because it tells me Amalek is an enemy of Israel.
Okay.
That's who Russia is, an enemy of Israel.
I don't know. I don't see any of that at all. They're out of the Negev, is where the Amalekites are from. And I put the question to you. I guess that you don't think there's not one believer in Russia, and I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that, because I have good friends who saw the change come in and a revival take place at a time when the Soviet Union allegedly fell. Now I realize that communism still had a foothold there, no question. But they saw a dramatic change. Bible studies, they saw these guys' lives change, their counterparts. And I'm talking about one guy who's a former CIA agent in our own government. And he said, it was amazing the changes that were happening to these guys while at the same time in my own country, we were kicking God out.
Well, God's word, go back. If you go back and look at the scriptures that I gave you, and you can find out and do the research that Amalek, the house of Esau, are the Russian people, and they're getting ready for a nuclear war to take us out. So you know what?
Yeah.
We need to take them out with their ships. It's going to come down to it, and the Lord's going to intercede for this nation of America, the nation of Israel, and he's going to completely wipe them out. If you don't wipe them out, he's going to do it. But he's not going to. But the people who disbelieve God's word, they're going to be destroyed too. And they're
I don't have any problem believing. I don't have any problem believing God's word. I just don't buy what you're promoting there, as far as the area there of Russia and such, and all of those things either. But thank you for the call, Mike. Mark. I appreciate it. Okay, that was Mark. Look, we can go through it. We can go over into certain areas of the Old Testament and deal with the areas that he speaks about. They come out of the Negev. You can find that over in the book of Numbers. And this is not an issue necessarily of Russia. But, I mean, this sounds like the same thing where we hear the people who want to talk about Rosh being Russia. And Rosh, if you look it up, it's head. In fact, you can do a Google search and put Rosh in, and you'll find head is where all the images come up. It's just talking about the head that's there. That's not to whitewash Russia. My point to you and the audience in listening to what Russia is saying is Russia hasn't changed their stance on any of it. And we have actual evidence that presents what I've been saying about what goes on in Syria, because this was all about Syria. Now, yeah, there are suburbs of Damascus. We've had some issues there. No question about that. But again, we're going to be dealing with some of this stuff in a way that we're dealing with it through lies. Now, that's why I asked Mark, do you believe the propaganda you're being fed? Because it's lies. And if you want to go follow that, then I have to ask the question, who's the father of lies? Is that God? Or is that the devil? I'm not saying Mark's of the devil. I'm just saying, here's the propaganda, America. It's your sons and daughters on the line here. It's not about America. It's not even about biblical issues there. This is about the truth. It's about the truth. We're up against the break here. Thank you for joining us. In 23, Bradley will be back with you. Till then, see ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.